The political brawl over Mr Fitzgibbon has continued on breakfast television here at home. The Infrastructure Minister, Anthony Albanese, and Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey have gone toe-to-toe over the Defence Minister's gaffe. Mr Hockey says more questions need to be answered.
Well, I'm concerned about, you know, the pattern of behaviour at the moment. Kevin Rudd received free trips when he was in opposition from Chinese interests. Wayne Swan, the Treasurer, received these trips. Tony Burke, the Agriculture Minister. Now we hear about the Defence Minister receiving free trips from China. At the same time, we learn today that the Australian government is borrowing around $500 million a week from the Chinese government. What's going on? Why would the Defence Department be investigating the Defence Minister for his links with China?
I think the concern there is Joe ringing the old bell about the red hordes coming down.
No, mate, not at all.
The truth is that Joel Fitzgibbon has made a mistake in not declaring these trips. He's fessed up, he's apologised, he did the wrong thing. Sometimes when that happens, the right thing to do is to come out and fess up and say that that is the case. He's done that.
I think there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. And, you know, then we discover that Kevin Rudd had a meeting with the Chinese propaganda minister and didn't tell the Australian media.
He's supposed to have a media conference every time. Oh, come on.
Infrastructure Minister Anthony Albanese and Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey having a chat on the Seven Network earlier this morning.